Track 21, Unit 5, Listening 2. Making Cities More Livable, Part 2.
So, to talk to you about what projects these two cities are developing this year, I'd like to welcome Maya Jorgensen from Copenhagen in Denmark and Adira Joshi from New Delhi in India.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you both. Thanks for coming along to talk to us. Maya, could you start by telling us about Copenhagen's contribution to their citizens' health and well-being?
Hello, yes, certainly. In Copenhagen, we feel that urban planners have to adapt to the needs of the people. So we believe in involving our citizens in the decision-making that will mould our city's future by consulting them as part of the urban development process. Inclusiveness is a vital part of making a city more livable. This method allows us to see what people expect from our planners. We also believe that it helps residents feel that they can help mould the present and the future of the city. So, what do people expect? Well, first of all, we now know that there is an overall acceptance that good quality architecture should always be an integral part of city planning. This gives people a certain feeling of pride in Copenhagen's identity. Our current city planning isn't only about architecture, it also includes green spaces. We know that if we make the city green, with gardens, parks and trees, it will make it an attractive place, a place where people will want to stay and not seek to escape. Rather than go outside in search of nature, people can find it right on their doorstep. A sense of community is very important to us, so we feel that where necessary, we have to introduce new ways of fostering this. Part of our recent success is integrating community functions by bringing public life into the building. We have created urban blocks that act as small communities by mixing all the different functions together. The living spaces, parks, retail areas, and leisure spaces are all assimilated into the design of the building. This gives people the opportunity to come together and enjoy their lives close to home. Moving all these elements closer together also means we can actually keep population density low and create a sense of community among our citizens. Another issue we have had to deal with is the seasonal variations in daylight because of Denmark's northern location. There are very short days during winter, as well as very long summer days. Our aim is to enhance people's lives by varying the type and amount of lighting from the dark autumn months to the longer and darker winter months. We have invested heavily in city lighting to satisfy our citizens' physical, social, and psychological needs. We believe cities should be provided with light when it is needed. We want residents to use the city at night. Well-lit environments foster creativity, social activity, and help build strong communities. It also cultivates a sense of trust and safety, which is a vital factor for people to have the freedom to enjoy our city.